This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Adora Udoji. President Obama took to the airwaves to give his first televised interview as president last night, but his audience was far from home. Obama spoke to the Dubai-based cable network, Al Arabiya, telling the Middle East audience that Americans are not the enemy of the Muslim world.
We can have legitimate disagreements, but still be respectful. I cannot respect terrorist organizations that would kill innocent civilians, and we will hunt them down. But to the broader Muslim world, what we are going to be offering is a hand of friendship.
President Obama repeated a pledge made during his campaign that if Iran were willing to unclench its fist, it would find an extended hand from America. For more, we go live to Iran right now to BBC correspondent John Line in Tehran. Welcome back, John.
Yes, hello.
A strong message to the Middle East for the first interview to be to an audience targeted at the Muslim and Arab world.
Yes, I think there's a lot of interest amongst the peoples of the Muslim world of the Middle East, but the government here really doesn't know what to make of it and is trying to make as little of it as possible. Interesting, I mean, we must be one of the few places where the inauguration speech was not shown live on state TV, although it was available on supposedly illegal satellite channels. And even his comments on this satellite TV interview, they were run briefly on Iranian TV, but towards the end of the news bulletin and with no comment. So the indications are the government doesn't quite know what to make of it yet.
And when you say they don't know what to make of it, is it because of his actions? Is it because of President Obama and his profile? Or is it because of something else?
Well, it's a bit of a poser for them. I mean, in some way, not that they liked President George W. Bush, but it was a kind of quite a comfort security blanket for them. They knew they had a president in the United States that they hated and a lot of the rest of the world hated. So the world was much simpler in those days. Now you've got a popular American president reaching out to the Middle East. So they don't quite know what to make of it. And particularly complicated here where you have a system of government where there's no one person clearly in control. So they can't get together yet and decide how they should approach it.
And then on top of his first interview, President Obama is sending George Mitchell, his Middle East envoy, to the region. But Iran is not included in that initial visit. Has there been any talk there about that?
Not really. I don't think anybody would expect George Mitchell's brief to stretch this far. He's, I think, got quite enough on his plate with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There was talk, I mean, there has been kind of gossip in Washington about an Iran envoy, possibly. Well, one they mentioned, I don't know how much truth there was behind it, was the former Middle East envoy, Dennis Ross. Certainly, I think an envoy of some kind or some indication of how any kind of talking process is going to begin is something that everybody is watching for. And despite these words from President Obama, there's been really no indication of how he plans to proceed with Iran, what these kind of words really mean in practice.
So it sounds, John Line, like the government in Iran is going to watch quietly as President Obama works his way through his first 100 days. Thanks for joining us. John Line is a BBC correspondent in Tehran.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.